As you've been hearing on Morning Edition, uncertainty remains on a number of fronts in Venezuela following the U.S. military raid in that country last weekend. The invasion included the bombing of key outposts and the seizure of the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife. In the immediate wake of the attack, Venezuelans in Milwaukee checked in on the safety of loved ones back home, while other residents here took to the streets to denounce the U.S.'s actions. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez has the story.
Dr. Gabriela Negi is a Venezuelan-American spending her early childhood in Venezuela. She says she has a dual identity of sorts. This past Saturday morning, those identities clashed while she was asleep.
All of a sudden, my WhatsApp group with my family started beeping in the middle of the night.
The U.S. had bombed Caracas, the capital city of Venezuela, capturing the sovereign nation's president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife, Celia Flores. Negi was worried about her family abroad. Official casualty numbers hadn't been released yet, but the AP reports now that at least 50 people have been killed in the attacks.
Everyone, luckily, in my family, yes, was safe, primarily because those attacks were around military areas.
The next morning, she was talking with her mom over WhatsApp about the attack. Her parents had moved the family from the country while it was under then-President Hugo Chavez's regime.
My mom, and talking to my mom after these attacks, she said, this is so triggering to me because it pulls me back to 89 when there was El Caracazo.
These were coordinated protests against austerity measures in the country where between 2,000 and 5,000 people died.
Which really elicited mass riots and looting through Caracas because of all of this political turmoil.
This past Monday, above the Locust Street freeway overpass, Milwaukee's anti-war committee dropped a banner denouncing the military raid.
As an organization, we've been following what's been happening in Venezuela over the last couple of months already and have seen kind of this, you know, it felt like something was about to burst.
Sarah Onitska is a member of the group and says this war is deeply unpopular in the U.S., just like Iraq and just like Gaza, and that the U.S. needs to focus on problems in our own country.
People are really struggling to survive right now. Healthcare is an issue, housing is an issue, education is an issue, just affording basic groceries and being able to live is an issue, right? We see evictions all over the place as well. And people are being hit so hard in their daily lives, and we're seeing billions and billions and billions of dollars being invested in the war machine, and we're saying, what gives? There is that money, and that money is being used to kill other people.
While Maduro is being charged with narco-terrorism, among other things, President Trump has stated multiple times that the invasion is to control the country's oil reserves. Trump has also said the U.S. will play a role in running the country moving forward.
We see that the road ahead is a bumpy one, that there's no clear roadmap, and that there are more questions than answers at this point.
This is Maria Fernanda Basmoski. She's the director of the Atlantic Council's Latin America Center. They're a nonpartisan think tank deeply entrenched across different countries.
We believe that engagement should prioritize cooperation over coercion. But of course, the Trump administration has a different approach.
Basically, there is or was an opportunity for the U.S. to bridge build in Latin America. Basmoski says the attacks this past weekend are not that. And she believes the action set a precedent.
This is an unconventional precedent with a Secretary of State and National Security Advisor who knows the region, who has personal ties to the region. And I would dare say, Jimmy, that this is just the first of other big U.S. actions in the region.
I talked with a few more Milwaukee-based Venezuelans, one who didn't want to be named for fear of their family still in Caracas. They told me there's a duality here. We love both countries, and you'll always love your home country, even with all its problems. And even though they didn't like ousted President Maduro, they didn't agree with how the U.S. did it, even if there is a temporary sense of relief. At least now, they say, people are paying attention. Jimmy Gutierrez, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.